You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All right, tell me about this woman looking for a new boyfriend.
It was just a real quick, simple post I saw on Facebook the other day, and it caught my attention because I have never seen boyfriends be described as this, but apparently it's a thing. This woman on Facebook said, "Hey guys, does anybody know any good golden retriever boyfriends? I'm looking for a guy that can just be a solid golden retriever." So I was like, what? You know, and then you didn't really explain in the comments below. You know, women are like, "I got so-and-so I'll introduce you to. You'll like this guy. I met this guy." So I did my little Google research. Apparently, this is a big thing on TikTok. Women are highlighting their loving, laid-back, and easy-to-please partners by calling them golden retriever boyfriends.
God, that's fantastic.
They're just easygoing, happy, simple dudes. Also gentle and playful and loyal. This story here says they're not necessarily the smartest of creatures, but it's all made up by his sweetness and lovability.
Oh my God, that
isn't
that
hilarious. Pretty good? It's a golden retriever boyfriend. Now, I was digging a little deeper into this, and it sounds like these guys are great. They're affectionate. They're happy to see you when you come by, and they're excited by simple things. One woman here, Naomi, says she actually just got out of a 6-year relationship with a golden retriever boyfriend. She says it was great because she could grab him a bag of chips, and he was happy. If he got a new shirt, he would put it on immediately. She said it reminded her of a new dog showing off a new toy. But with these guys, they're somewhat impulsive and kind of irresponsible, and they're easily distracted, much like a golden retriever. So they don't pay attention a lot. They don't really buckle down and do things because, golden retrievers are all over the place. Well, what are we doing next? So let's see. This woman says it was more akin eventually to being a responsibility more than a partnership because she always had to tell this guy what to do. And then there's a lot of research. If you just want to Google golden retriever boyfriends, there's a whole thing online about it. But isn't that kind of... It's insulting
funny,
but cute all together, right?
I feel like I have some of the traits of a golden retriever, but not all, so I couldn't be called a golden retriever. I'm trying to think of what kind of dog I am.
You're kind of stubborn. Yeah?
Not as much as I used to be.
You're pretty set in your ways on some things.
Look, pot calling the kettle black over here.
What? No.
There's nobody on the planet who's more set in their ways than you.
Oh, I don't know. I think
really?
I've morphed
what
a little bit.
What do you have for dinner this Halloween?
Well, let's see. Every Tuesday, yeah. I thought you were going to say tonight. Well, every Tuesday we have spaghetti, but that's not the point.
I don't know what kind of dog I am. I know what kind of dogs I've dated. I've dated a couple of pit bulls.
A couple bulldogs. And that pug. You dated a pug.
I dated one pug.
I don't know what kind of dog I would be, but I just thought the whole concept of it was kind of funny.
You know, I have just down the street from me, whenever I go for my walks, I have to walk past this house where there's a dog named Honey.
Mm-hmm. It's cute.
Honey is a golden retriever.
There you go.
And she is the sweetest, coolest dog. And I'm not a dog person, right? I'm a cat person. I'm not a dog person, but I have to admit, Honey is one of the coolest dogs I've ever come across.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and she's a golden retriever. And I don't know, I have some friends of mine who have sworn, they said they've only ever had golden retrievers. They would never get another kind of dog. It's like that. Now, that's kind of stubborn right there. I will not be open to any other.
Well, you know what you like. You know
dog.
How you know their attitude and the way they are, and they're easy to train. And you stick with what you like and what's easy at some point.
Well, I know, but the argument against that, and if you want to apply this to everything in life, is that, sure, we know what we like, but you don't discover new things unless you try, unless you get out of that comfort zone. And what if they went and got a Lhasa Apso
Boston Terrier or something?
And they were like, "Oh my God, I never knew that these dogs were cool too.
We've been missing out." And I have probably a little of the golden retriever in us. We'd probably be
traits.
Sort of mixed breed,
Right,
we're silly. I can be innocent at times. We're affectionate. We're loyal.
And that's just to each other.
Absolutely, all day long. Yeah, but then you're not silly, I don't think. And this whole the smartest of creatures, well, that's I don't think that's us. Depends on the topic.
We have a modicum of brains between us, but
depends on the topic. Yeah,
it depends on if we're doing fart humor on the show.
Right, we're talking about space. You know, we can run the gamut. But that's, I just thought that was funny. I don't know if it's a full blown topic here, but I just was. I was curious to me about
Megan says, Dom is an Airedale Terrier. Jeremy is a West Highland White Terrier.
Why? Why? I need to know why. Call us, Megan, so you can explain. Call us right now. Same number you texted us on. 303-691-1649. Call us.
I want to know why I'm an Airedale and why you're a West Highland.
I don't know a lot about, you know, various dog breeds, because I joked about the pugs. We were pug family for a ton of years. I've had one Boston, and then other than that, we were labs. So, I mean, I got three to choose from. That's
April says, Dom is an Australian Shepherd. Why? You Here's Dom, you're a border collie. What is all
you guys got to call us? Call us.
You got to call and talk and explain all of this.
There's a Husky reference. Yeah, I don't know.
Marley says, Australian Shepherd, they are Golden Retriever-ish, but more stubborn, smart, need to go on a walk to be active every day, or they get anxious. Okay.
You're a golden doodle, says Julie. You're my little golden doodle, though.
You know what? I would, the way she's describing it, I would own that.
The smarts
like
of a poodle with the silliness of a golden. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's pretty good. Aussies are smart and independent, says April.
Okay.
All right.
We still need the calls on this. 303-691-1649. And maybe it'd be interesting to find out if people are able to identify themselves.
Yes.
Or the person they're in a relationship with.
Mm-hmm.
So we've gotten into this whole discussion about, you know, what type of dog breed are you based on their traits and things. I was stumbling through trying to find a way of describing what this is all like, and it was Dawn, D-A-W-N, who sent a text, who nailed it. She's exactly right. She said, knowing my dog companion is better than a zodiac sign.
I think so. That's really
it.
Funny.
So instead of this, I'm a Virgo, no, I'm a golden doodle or whatever somebody called me a little while ago.
So, where's the one that was, somebody was calling me a poodle, and I don't want to be a poodle. I don't want to be a poodle.
she was saying that they are anxious and nervous, and that is that's you.
I don't want to be a poodle.
But you chose that lifestyle.
Lulu wrote in, my husband is a Brussels Griffin. He's a rather small man with a lot of facial hair. Look up the breed.
Okay.
And I did, and it's a tiny little dog with, like, most of the hair on its face, and it's hard to see its face. He's a rather small man with a lot of facial hair. I thought that was pretty
funny. Oh, that's great. Jessica says, speaking to us, she goes, y'all are a couple of Bichons.
Oh, Bichon, please. Daisy, oddly enough, Daisy wrote in and said, my husband has a lazy eye. We actually call him Pug because you can't tell where he's looking.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's Daisy, rude. That's not nice.
Kim said, I asked my husband what kind of dog breed he is. His response, collie, loyal, always around, definitely no lap dog. She goes, I thought he's more of a German Shepherd. If trained right, his bark is worse than his bite.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to that, Ed wrote in. He said, my wife's a Pomeranian, always yippy. Constantly yapping at me to do things. It never stops. And then he wrote, yip, 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 yip. Ed, you're going to get in trouble.
You'll be in the doghouse, my friend.
You'll be in trouble,
dog
Eddie.
Ryan simply wrote in and said, you're my dog, dog.
Well, there's a lot of hump and everything jokes coming in, too. So, yeah.
April, who's the one who called you a poodle, and you wrote back, I don't want to be a poodle. She sent a photo. She goes, they are beautiful. I'm a dog groomer, so I know lots of very nice poodles. And she sent a photo of one that looks a little like you. So
no, it doesn't.
A little
no,
bit.
No, it doesn't.
Similar. Same kind of grin. That's a poodle that's been up to something. So that's kind of like you.
It's a sneaky poodle.